the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Good morning, y'all. Pain-free. As always, same time slots, 2 hours every Saturday morning. Highlight of my week. Back from a little sojourn. A couple of days ago, Troy and I were in the Caribbean where the water's like 80 and the air's like 80. So anyway, we're back. 888-344-1170. Balance, right? Balance. The objective of the human body is to respond to our environment. Period. End of story. Respond to our environment. That means your environment is different than my environment, but the response to it is the same. What does that mean? That means that the body says, okay, what I want to do is I want to deliver oxygen to my cells. And I want to deliver my gasoline, which is called glucose. And I'm going to do anything and everything I need to do metabolically to make sure that that happens. That's what it does. Now, one of the aspects of pain is that that event is being retarded somehow. And the body is trying to tell us that. So this show is about that. What is it trying to say? And every week, we talk about the presence of miracles. You hear it every week. So I stumbled across from a little, this is an excerpt from a book called The Shortcut to a Miracle by Michael and Elizabeth Rahn, R-A-N-N. And here are these folks' definition of a miracle. A miracle is a series of natural events occurring in the right sequence at the right time to produce wonderful results. So then we need to ask, is there really a shortcut to a miracle? If so, what is it and where is it? So here are the Rand's hidden laws to the shortcut of a miracle. Now they say, like so many things, the shortcut is simple, but it's not easy. So here they are. Here are their steps to a miracle. We are, each of us, the thinker in our world. Do we talk about that every week? You know exactly what to do? Yes, we do. We choose the thoughts we think, and we are the creator of our thought patterns. In other words, no one can tell you about your health in any better way than you can. Our dominant thought patterns manifest in our lives. If you're afraid of the pain, that manifests and the pain gets worse. Therefore, we want to eliminate thought patterns that deny our good and create in their stead thought patterns that establish our good. You're in charge of the process. Pain is just the body's voice. Don't be afraid of it. Our good is whatever we desire in life. I.e. pain-free, right? So long as it does not interfere with anyone else's good, each of us gets to define what that good is. Once we come to accept that we are truly entitled to have good happening in our lives, and the good that we define for ourselves becomes a living reality in our minds, the door to the manifestation of our good is wide open. And the last one, the universe supports us fully in bringing the manifestation of our good to pass, guiding and directing us, attracting into our lives everything necessary for it to happen. So there you go, the shortcut to a miracle. Toll free, 888-344-1170. Malou in Florida, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Did you follow me on those seven steps to a miracle?
Yes.
Yes and no. What's up?
Well, I needed to discuss some things with you, thanks to my daughter who brought home a book for me. called Pain Free.
Yeah, I wrote that book a while ago.
I know, and I haven't had a chance to really get into it. I needed some push, and she thought this telephone call would help me.
You need a push because why?
I don't know. I'm so besieged with information from this and that and the other thing that I kind of toss it all aside.
Okay.
I'm overwhelmed with information.
Boy, that's an honest. That's an honest statement. Where are you in Florida?
I'm in Sarasota, Florida.
Sarasota. Okay. Now, there's something that hurts, right?
Oh yes.
What hurts?
I have a spinal stenosis.
No, whoa, Malou. First thing to get out of overwhelm.
Okay.
First thing to get out of overwhelm. Don't give the pain a name.
Thank you.
So forget the stenosis for a second. We'll come back to that. By the way, you're going to hear some music. When you hear some music, don't hang up. All right? We're going to come back. If you'll hang on, we're going to talk our way through this because you're an important call today, as every call is, okay?
Certainly.
What hurts?
My right hip.
Okay.
And my lower back all the way up to the waist.
All right. All the time?
All the time, and it eases when I'm active.
All right. Hold that. Hang on. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about it. Folks, Pain Free is the show. I'm your host, Peter Goskew. Going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Discover the magic of pH balance. The process starts by knowing your body's acidic and alkaline state. Go to www.myphtest.com for a free assessment kit. This will include pH test strips and a 28-page guide to pH balance. You will then have the tools needed to begin the process of pH balance for pain-free living. Learn why and how proper diet and nutrition are essential to your body's balance. Start today. Go to www.myphtest.com or call 800-458-1778. 800-458-1778. Discover how proper body alignment and pH balance work in harmony in helping you begin living a healthy, pain-free life. Order your free pH assessment kit today on the net at www.myphtest.com or call 800-458-1778. 800-458-1778.
Pain. You know more about your health than anyone in the whole world.
Your instincts will guide you if you listen to them.
The body has no design flaws.
Pain is merely a signal, the body's voice. It should not be feared and will not if you're listening to your instincts.
Effective therapies treat the whole body as a unit.
Age is not the determining factor in health.
Your attitude must be positive.
Thoughts unexpressed are detrimental to good health.
These are the convictions of Peter Goskew, founder of the Agonsky Method. You must believe and embrace this philosophy. Then you'll experience, as thousands have, the ability to live a life pain-free. Call 800-995-8434. 800-995-8434. Or online, www.egoscue.com. EGOSCUE.com. Your answer to living your life the way you should expect to live. Pain-free.
Let's jump to Georgia, talk to Terry. Hi, Terry.
That's me.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm feeling really old. I've got this hip problem, and it's not something I've heard you address. And
old?
I feel old.
You mean old is commensurate with pain?
Inability and a little bit of pain.
So which hip is it?
It's my right hip.
You know what? Well, hold on.
Okay.
So with your logic this morning, your right hip is older than your left hip.
Yes, sir.
Now, think about that. How did your right hip get older than your left hip? It's nonsensical, isn't it? Your left hip's not older than your right hip.
You're right.
Is it?
No, you're right.
Does your hip hurt now?
Yeah.
Can you take your phone going to the kitchen?
Yeah.
Go over to the cabinet. Turn your back to the counter. Now, move your feet away. Get them from the cabinet a little ways.
Okay.
And get your feet hip-width apart. And pointed straight ahead. Now I want you to put your left foot up behind you and rest it on that countertop.
Oh, my.
Oh,
wait.
My.
Okay.
Ouch.
Okay, it's up there.
Yeah, it's stretching, isn't it?
It's stretching the left Close.
Yeah, hard. Okay. Now, while we're doing this, I'm telling you, I'm going to send you a book.
Thank you.
And the book is called The Egoscue Method of Health Through Motion. And when you get the book, I want you to start doing the exercises for condition two. Now, this stretching feeling is broadening out in your leg.
Yeah, can I put it down now?
No, not yet. Now, when you're up there, tell me how the right hip feels, because that's the down leg.
Well, now I don't feel the right hip at all. It's more in my back. The right hip is fine now.
What does it tell you about what's actually causing the problem? See, if you go, you didn't get hit by a truck, so if you go looking at your right hip trying to solve the problem, it's not going to work, is it?
No,
because it's the body's a unit. Tell your
Thanks
friends about
a
this.
Lot.
Tell your friends about the show.
Oh, I will.
Bye bye.
Tune in every Saturday morning for 2 hours of pain-free. Learn about the Egoscue Method of Health Through Motion, a revolutionary program that lets you rediscover the body's power to protect and rejuvenate itself. Pain-free with Pete Egoscue, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. live every Saturday morning on KCBQ.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
All you regular listeners recognize this. This is Heart. So I won't bore you with the Yokosuka O Club Crazy on You story. No, I won't. Malou, are you there?
I am.
Okay, so what do you make of the fact that the more active you get, the better you feel?
What I make of it is that if I don't keep walking and keep doing, I'm going to suffer.
Okay, that's
and
a good thing.
I don't know why this affects the body the way it does. Why sitting down or lying down is not the answer. All I do know is that if I keep moving, I seem to be less painful.
And, you know, and so you called for me to help give you an explanation.
I would like to be able to sit down.
Okay. I'll let you sit down. You got a hard chair and a pillow?
No. I meant in life.
You got a hard chair?
Yes. No, well, yes. A dining room chair, yes.
Good. And you got a fat pillow?
I've got a fat pillow. You want me to get it?
No.
Go sit on the hard chair.
Yeah.
Now scoot to the front of the chair.
Right.
And I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me on what butt cheek there's more weight.
Balanced.
It's even left to right.
Both. It's they seem balanced to me.
Okay. And you've been active already today, so you're sitting there, it doesn't hurt.
It would give me about 3 minutes and it'll begin to.
But right now it doesn't hurt.
No.
Okay. So we can't go to the condition of your spine as an explanation of the pain, the stenosis, because the stenosis is there right now and it's not hurting.
I hear you.
Okay, good. So, wonderful. What we've got here is what moves you are muscles, right?
Uh-huh.
They move the bones around, don't they?
Of course.
And the more you move your muscles around, the better it feels.
Correct.
So that tells us that in your movement, what you've got, you're delivering oxygen to those parts of your body. But later on, when you sit down, your body starts complaining because you're off balance when you're up moving around. And all your body's trying to do is tell you that you're off balance.
Oh, when I'm moving around.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
You're using different muscles on one side than you are the other.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Now, have you got that fat pillow?
Well, I can get one.
Just put your knees together.
Okay.
And spread your feet apart so that they're, like, wider than your hips.
Okay.
And turn your toes in just a little bit.
All right.
Now, your knees are touching, your feet are apart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, push your knees together.
Okay.
Push, release.
Okay.
Now, what's doing the work?
My behind.
Which behind?
I don't know how to answer that.
One side or the other?
Both.
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there you go, Malou. Your butt is doing the work and not the inside of your legs.
Okay.
Keep pushing. Push, release.
All right.
So here's what I suggest you do.
Uh-huh.
Read the first three chapters of Pain Free.
Okay.
You don't know how right you are by throwing all of us experts under the bus. You were right the whole time. And then if those first three chapters, which you can read in an hour, mm-hmm. make sense, go to the chapter on hip pain.
Oh, all right.
Try it out. See what happens.
Are those easy to follow exercises or whatever you call them, e-sizes?
I don't know. Did you look at the pictures?
No.
Well,
I didn't even want to look at the book.
Well,
but I will.
Go pick up the book, and then, if you'd be so kind, call me back.
Okay.
Call me back next week.
All right.
Will you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. You figured out how to break the code. Call me at the same time next week.
All right. We'll do.
And we'll go from there.
Good.
You're a neat lady.
Thanks, Pete.
Bye-bye. Bye. Toll free, 888-344-1170. Jim, hi.
Jim Packard. I live down here in Coronado.
What's going on in Coronado?
Well, not much, but I want to tell you a little story.
All right.
I came to see you about 10 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Talked to you, and we talked about the squids, and first of all, Semper Fi. So anyway, I took your course.
Okay.
Did wonderful. Fixed my back up. I was like a new man. And then all of a sudden, about 2 years ago, my wife got a real bad back from playing tennis, as explained in your book. So I said, you got to go to Agoski. Well, she wanted to do everything else first, chiropractors, this, that. So to make a long story short, we got up there about 4 weeks ago. Michael's taking care of my wife, Buzzy. Tim's taking care of me. And we're just back on track and doing great.
You're so kind to call me.
And I found out what was wrong.
What?
With your method.
What?
Nothing. If you don't do it, it won't work. And you know, I got to feeling so good. Hell, I'd go backpacking and hiking and jogging and everything, and I'd forget to do the E-sizes, and it'd come back at me.
You forgot you're a living organism, Jim.
Yeah, it would bite me in the back again.
You're very kind. Thanks for calling.
So anyway, I told Tim yesterday I'm going to call you.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, good talking with you.
All right, buddy. Thanks for listening.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we forget. We feel so good, we forget. We get off the horse that brung us. By the way, 888-344-1170. Before we go back to the phones that are jamming as always, you hear me talk about pH all the time. You heard that spot about pH Ion Nutrition. It's a new sponsor of ours. Every once in a while, you stumble across a company that gets the idea that if you're founded on the idea that you're going to help somebody, it's a very good business model. And that's this company. Yeah, I talk to you all the time about test your pH. And the first question I always get is, well, where do I get this test kit? And I've been telling you various places and go to the drugstore and this and that and the other thing. Well, the wisdom of pH Ion Nutrition solved that. Write this down. www.myphtestkit, one word, myphtest.com. Go there or call 800-458-1778, and guess what will happen? They'll send you a free pH test kit. No kidding. It's like getting a free pH jump on healthy cell life. It's like getting a free pain-free book. These guys get it. And they're a sponsor of ours now. And I'm proud of them and I'm happy to talk about them. Get your test kit, test it out, and then, because remember, I'm always telling you, test it out, see what happens. I haven't met a person in 38 years who is suffering from chronic pain who doesn't have a pH challenge. So, you're in chronic pain out there? pH Ion Nutrition. Good place to start. 888-344-1170. Noel, hi.
Good morning.
What are you doing?
I'm sitting here in this chair practicing that exercise you just told one of the other gals.
Why, your hip hurts?
Yes. Actually, mine's a bit different. Mine goes down my leg, the outside.
Is it going down there now?
Not right now. Generally, it goes down there at night, or I never know when it's gonna when I'm gonna feel it. But it is. It seems to be coming from my hip, though. That's why I said that I thought I had a hip problem.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
I think you're off balance. Do you have any of my books?
No, I don't. Actually, a friend told me to listen to you. This is the first time for me.
I'm going to send you a book.
Okay, thank you.
Pain-free. When you get it, read the first three chapters. Go to the chapter on hip pain. You'll get it about Wednesday, and then do that. Start doing those. Take them in order, and then call me back in a couple weeks, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you so much.
All right, kiddo. Now, one thing you can do in bed.
All right.
Tonight. Let the covers hold your feet pigeon-toed before you go to sleep for about 2 minutes.
Okay.
It'll really make a difference.
All right.
Let me know how that worked out when you call me back.
Okay, pigeon-toed sleep.
Yep.
Okay, thanks, Pete.
Bye-bye. Book's on the way. Folks, a little break to heart. We'll be right back.
It's Pain-Free with Pete Egoscue. People are listening, people are learning, and people are living pain-free.
I'm the posture guy. How are you?
I'm doing better, thanks to you.
The body adopted that posture because that's what you programmed it to do.
I've heard a lot about you, so I thought maybe you'd have some good advice for me.
The foot bone's connected to the ankle bone. The ankle bone's connected to the shin bone. Let's treat the body as a unit.
What can I do to be more pain-free?
You listen to those doctors, but you keep asking them that next logical question. Why is it wrong? Now, let's change the habit. The fear of this, Carmen, will go away.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
And I love your show.
Keep trusting those instincts.
And I really thank you. I really appreciate finding you on the radio.
You keep listening. I haven't been wrong yet.
Pain-free every Saturday morning. Find out more about the Egoscue Method at egoscue.com. That's EGOSCUE.com.
Now look, when I talk about making a commitment to live, I'm not talking about increasing the amount of time that you're on the earth. Nobody promised us that, you know, so many years. I mean, how long should we live anyway? You know, come on. I mean, commit to living every moment, fully committed, productively, joyfully, committed to your health. Committed to your happiness, peace of mind. It's commit to not, I wish, or maybe someday, or when I feel better, I'll have peace of mind. That's not what I'm talking about. Make it a here and now reality. That's what I mean, commit to live. Negative thoughts keep us from positive thoughts. And negative thoughts keep us from making the necessary commitments to positive health. That's how it works.
Three in Atlanta. Hi.
It's Turi.
Oh, Turi. You been listening to the show for a while?
You know, I've listened to it a couple of times, and then I get in my car. I was out shopping, and when I sit in my car, I get extreme pain around my lower back, and it runs across my rib cage all the way like across my stomach, like I've done a lot of sit-ups. So what do I need to do?
There's a muscle that runs at the bottom of the rib cage. It's the floor of the thoracic cavity. It's called the diaphragm. It sounds like your diaphragm is cramping up because your posture's pinching it down. So let's find out. Are you in your car?
I'm in my car right now.
All right. Here's what I want you to do. Relax your shoulders.
All right.
Now, you didn't even think they were tight, but when I tell you to relax them, notice they dropped.
Yes.
Yeah, there's more room for your neck now.
Now, I got to interrupt you. I'm sitting here next to my wife, who's a nurse.
Yes.
You know, and she thinks this whole thing is just hilarious because they use pharmaceuticals to solve everything.
Oh, well, good. Good for her.
Yes.
Tell her we're taking a clinical anecdotal approach to your symptom.
It's a clinical anecdotal approach to my symptoms.
All right, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your hips and put a little arch in your lower back with your hips.
Okay.
Now, pin your shoulder blades together in the back.
All right.
Now we're going to take a diaphragmatic breath. I want you to breathe in, and as you breathe in, I want your stomach to go out towards the dashboard. It's the opposite of the way you breathe. Now, does that produce pain?
No.
Is it hard to do?
Yes.
Does it make you feel better as you do it?
Yes.
Good. There's your anecdotal evidence. Can I send you a book?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then call me back.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Is your body too acidic? Discover the answer today. Go to myphtest.com for a free pH assessment kit. This kit will include pH test strips along with a comprehensive guide to pH balance. www.myphtest.com.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Welcome back. Pain-free, I'm your host, Pete Egoscue. Toll-free, that means I pay for the call. 888-344-1170. I stumbled across Sheila McDonald. This is a poem from, she titled this, My Valley of Contentment. As I move through my world, content to be me, I'm filled with the beauty of life in all I embrace and see. I'm filled with inner peace and well-being, and inner glow resides. I allow my light to shine brightly. I no longer want to hide. I walk confidently through my valley of contentment, smelling the roses along the way. Just open yourself to what is, knowing and appreciating each encounter is a brand new day. That's wonderful. Anna, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, I've been awake almost all night. And I'm in real bad pain.
Where's your pain?
Actually, I can start at my head and tell you as I go down. I've wrote this down right out from my ear.
Right now, you mean?
At the bottom of my skull.
Anna. Anna.
Yes, sir.
You at home?
Yes, sir.
You got a big fat pillow?
Yeah.
Get a big fat pillow. You're talking to me on a cell phone?
Yes, sir.
Can you take that pillow and go over to a door or a wall that you can stand against?
Okay.
While we chat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So take the pillow, go over to the wall.
I'm here.
Put your back to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Put the pillow between your knees.
Okay.
Now, I want your heels and your butt touching the wall.
Okay.
And I want your feet slightly pigeon-toed. You know, your toes in a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're holding the pillow, right?
Yes, sir.
Is your head touching the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Without you putting it back there?
Yeah.
Okay. Relax your stomach.
Okay.
Now, how long has this pain been going on in your head and down your body?
For about 4 years.
Keep your stomach relaxed. And what does everybody tell you about it?
They said I had two pockets of fluid in my spine, and they can't take the fluid out of my spine. I had colon cancer in 2004, and they removed 14 inches of my colon. So I had chemotherapy, and I had broke out with the shingles since 1971. So the chemotherapy I've gone to several doctors, and they said it just fried the nerves. And right now, my hands are numb, my right leg's numb, and my right ankle hurts like a toothache.
Now, you're standing there.
Yes, sir.
And your stomach's relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And the feeling of being vertical against the door, is it starting to change yet?
It feels good, except my spine is hurting.
Now, hold, leave your stomach relaxed.
Okay.
So how's your head?
Well, when I...
No, right this minute.
But I haven't told you about my head.
How does your head feel this minute?
When you take your thumb, all right, you take your thumb and you at your left ear.
I got it.
Okay, push in on the bone.
I got it.
It's really sore right there.
I got it.
Okay.
When you don't push in and you're standing against the door, how is it?
It's okay.
Good.
Yeah. But in the night when I'm trying to sleep,
yeah,
that starts hurting then.
Should we fix it together?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Until you get the help I'm going to send you,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you a book. And when you get this book, it's called Pain Free, okay?
Okay.
I don't think the nerves being fried are the reason for the pain.
Yeah.
I really don't. I think that it's your body having lost its balance.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Now, you're still standing against the door, right?
No, I just walked away. How'd you know? All right, I'm back.
Hey, when you walked away, how did you feel?
I just felt good talking to you.
I understand, but I feel good talking to you. Now, when you walked away from the door, how do you feel?
Okay.
Well, what is that? Better than you did before?
No.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I'm real numb.
I'm real numb. My hands are numb. My right leg is numb.
Get back against the door.
Okay, I'm back.
Pigeon toe your feet.
Okay.
Relax your stomach.
Okay.
And pull, you know what your shoulder blades are?
Yeah.
Pull them together in the back.
Okay.
Not up now. Don't shrug them up. Pull them back.
Okay.
And pin them together like you're going to touch them.
Okay.
You did it?
Uh-huh.
Relax your stomach. Now, what's happening?
Feels good.
Yeah, it does. If you will do this for about 5 minutes, the numbness will feel much, much better.
Good.
And
what
book...
about that ankle? That ankle is hurting so bad.
Body's a unit, darling.
I know.
So you impact one, you impact them all. When you get the book Pain Free, read the first three chapters and then go to the chapter on back pain.
Okay. What about the shingles, sir? What about those shingles?
You heard me talk about pH?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you call them up. 800-458-1778. They'll send you a free pH test kit. I'll bet you're very acidic.
Okay. What's the number again?
800.
Okay.
458-1778. And
okay.
you follow the instructions and test it out. And then when you call me back, you tell me what you found, and we'll go from there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, darling. Thanks for listening. You call me back now. Don't you forget.
Okay. I love you. I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. Toll free 888-344-1170. John, hi.
Hi there.
What's going on, man?
Well, right now, I'm sitting in a chair in my bedroom, and the only pain I have is in my hand. I have a couple of trigger fingers. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have a Dupuytren's contraction in your hand?
I never heard it called that. But
when you look at the palm of your hand, does it look like there's a big ridge and one in the hand?
Well, it's my thumb that's...
Does it look and feel like there's a big stiff ridge in your hand?
A big Skin ridge, yes.
Yeah, okay, good. All right. And what does everybody tell you about it?
Well, I went to occupational therapy, and, you know, I put a splint on the right hand where my ring finger was also had the same problem. And then...
Why did they tell you that you have it?
Pardon me?
What explanation did they give you, John, about why you have this problem?
They didn't give me any explanation.
Well, are you interested?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you talking on a portable phone?
Yes.
Can you walk into your kitchen?
Yes.
So, tool on into the kitchen. You got shoes on?
Yes.
Good.
Okay. Wait a minute. No, I'm not there yet.
Okay. So which hand is the worst?
It's my thumb.
Yeah,
left hand.
Left hand, okay.
Right.
Get in the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm in the kitchen.
All right, turn your back to the kitchen counter.
Okay.
Get about 2 feet away from the counter with your feet. Get them hip width apart and point it straight, 12 o'clock.
Hip width apart, okay.
Now put your right foot behind you and rest it on the top of the counter.
Put my right, you mean...
Bend your knee.
I have to face the counter, though, right?
No.
No?
Bend your knee.
Yeah.
Put your foot up behind you and rest it on the counter.
Okay.
You there?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to spend a minute there and a minute with the other foot doing the same thing, and then we'll... No, one... And don't hang up. At once, one at a time, for a minute, and we'll be back. Folks, a little break. We'll be right both at the same time. Woo!
Starting today, you don't have to live in pain. That is the revolutionary message of this breakthrough system for eliminating chronic pain without drugs, surgery, or expensive physical therapy. The Egoscue Method, developed by Pete Egoscue, a nationally renowned physiologist and sports injury consultant to some of today's top athletes. The Egoscue Method has an outstanding 95% success rate. The key is a series of gentle exercises and carefully constructed stretches called E-sizes. Based on your individual needs, a menu will be designed to provide you quick and lasting relief. You will regain the greatest gift of all, a pain-free body. Call the Egoscue Method Center today, 800-995-8434, 800-995-8434, or online at www.egoscue.com. E-G-O-S-C-U-E. Free yourself of chronic pain. This revolutionary therapy will change your life forever. Call 800-995-8434, 800-995-8434.
All of you callers, you have no idea how many lives you influence for the positive. When you share your fears and your pains and we work our way through it, that's why I do this show. It's awesome. I love it. Inspirational. Every week. You have no idea how much good you're doing, not only for yourselves, but for all those people out there. Because most of us, we've forgotten that we're human beings and we're out there human doings. And what pain really is, it's the next step up from the scale the body has to remind you that you're not being, that you're too busy doing. And the busier you are doing, the less you hear the voice. So the body provides you the pain so that you have to pay attention. That's what this is about. Pain is not to be feared, it's to be understood. Go to Georgia, talk to Patrick. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Pete.
What's up?
Well, I don't know where to start.
Let me help you with where to start. This
okay.
Very second now, not 5 minutes ago while you're on hold, not anything other than right this second, what hurts?
Let me preface what I'm about to say.
Trust me, because you didn't know where to start. Let me help you. Honest, we'll get this whole story in, I promise.
Okay.
Right this second, where do you hurt?
My foot.
Your foot. Now, which foot?
Right foot.
Where in the foot?
Big toe in the arch.
Big toe in the arch. Are you standing or sitting?
I'm sitting.
All right. Does it hurt more when you stand or more when you sit?
A lot more when I stand.
Okay, stand up. Have you got shoes on or off?
I'm barefooted.
Perfect. Now, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to just walk in place a couple of times with your eyes closed. Did you do that?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Good. Now, stop. Don't move your feet. Just stop. Look down at your feet.
Okay.
And if 12 o'clock is straight ahead from you, what direction does your left foot point?
My left foot is about 12 o'clock.
And the right foot?
It's like 1 o'clock.
Okay. Now, I'm representing to you that the pain in your foot is because that foot points at 1 o'clock rather than 12 o'clock. There's a book on the way, my man. It's called Pain...
I have your book, Pain Free.
Well, use it for... What are you using it for?
I'm using it for other issues that I have, too.
But I
talked specifically about my foot because...
Go to the chapter on feet.
Okay.
Take them in order and then call me back.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, my man. Good luck.
No problem.
Tune in every Saturday morning for 2 hours of pain-free. Learn about the Yagansky Method of Health Through Motion, a revolutionary program that lets you rediscover the body's power to protect and rejuvenate itself. Pain-free with Pete Yagansky, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. live every Saturday morning on KCBQ.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Welcome back. Pain-free's the show. When we left, we had John doing some weird stuff. Hi, John.
Hi there.
So you did both feet?
Yeah.
All right, now, I want you to... Now you're standing...
Yeah.
That wasn't easy to do, was it?
I'll say not.
Now, I want you to put your heels together so they're touching.
Okay.
Turn your left foot at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And your right foot at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
All right. Now what I want you to do is I want you to contract your butt muscles and release them. Squeeze, release.
Okay.
At the same time, I want you to contract your shoulder blades together in the back.
Okay.
So you're doing your shoulder blades and your butt at the same time.
Right.
Now, do they feel even left to right?
Yes.
So both sides are doing the same amount of work.
Right.
Okay. So your left hand, your left shoulder blade isn't more stuck than your right one.
Isn't more what?
Stuck.
Maybe a little, yes.
Yeah, okay. I want it to be unstuck because I'm representing to you, John, that when it's unstuck, your hand quits hurting. I think your hand pain is coming from the position of your shoulder.
Oh, okay. So now just, are you saying to relax my left?
No, I want you to squeeze them and release them, squeeze them and release them until they start moving.
Oh, yeah, I can feel that.
Okay, now notice what that's doing with your hand.
You know what, Peter, when I had my foot up on the counter...
Yes, sir?
I noticed that my thumb was better.
That's why I had you do it, man.
Yeah,
you thought I was nuts. So, now that I'm not nuts, can I send you some help?
Sure.
Pain-free on the way.
Okay.
Read the first three chapters, and then you'll know where to go.
I've got other pains, too, but I guess I'll find out about them in the book.
You certainly will.
Okay.
Now, tell me how you feel. Walk around.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Pretty good.
Yeah, better, huh?
Yeah.
See, your wife was right.
That's right.
Now, listen, John, I'm giving you a little clue here. You better tell her that she was right.
I will, definitely.
Call me back in a couple weeks, man.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. toll free, 888-344-1170. See? Listen to your wife. She's been hounding him now for weeks, and it hurt him so bad, he finally called. June, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. A little bit of pain.
Where?
in my, I feel it in my hip, but I believe it's from my back.
Front or back of your hip?
Back.
Which hip?
Right. As I look in the mirror, mm-hmm. my right hip is higher than my left, and it feels like it's rotating forward.
Wow. You've been listening to me for a while.
I have.
Yeah.
My book is lent out, so I thought I would call in.
Oh, well, here's what you do. You have a computer?
Yes.
Are you friendly?
That's part of the problem, is sitting at the computer.
Okay, well, we'll fix that.
Okay, good.
Go to my website,
uh-huh.
egoscu.com.
Okay.
Have you been there in a while?
Yes.
So you've been there recently?
Yes.
So you see it's a brand new website?
Yes.
Did you go to Be Pain Free and click on it?
I may have. I can't remember right now.
Well, no, you didn't, because if you did, there's some free things you can do there.
Okay.
Ha!
Good.
And I'm going to send you a book called Pain Free at Your PC.
Super.
That's personal computer.
Okay.
Go to the chapter on heavy computer user. There's some things to do while you're working. There's some things to do at home.
Okay.
And you'll come right out of it.
And what can I do today?
Go to Egoscu.
Okay, to be pain-free at Egoscu.com.
You'll see right there. Go to the home page.
Okay.
All right, and you just click on it.
Good.
And you'll see the pictures and start doing them.
All right.
Then you'll feel better.
How about sleeping? Is there a recommendation for a certain position? Should I try to stay on my back when I'm in bed with my... What I try to do is stay on my back with a pillow under my knees.
Now, June...
Yes.
Darling, I love you. But you're not going to follow any advice I give you about how to sleep. You know why?
Because I'll fall asleep and forget.
That's correct.
When I'm in pain, I'm very conscious, even what I'm doing when I'm in bed.
That's just your body talking to you.
Yeah.
Put a pillow between your knees, bend your knees, and squeeze that pillow like 3 sets of 20 without using your stomach. And you'll feel much better. You'll be able to go to sleep.
Why is it so hard not to use my stomach? Why does the body want to use the stomach?
Your body?
Yes.
Because you've convinced it with all that sitting that its strength is in the front instead of the back.
Okay.
It's lost its front to back balance.
Okay.
I'll let you prove that. Stand up.
Yes. Standing.
Okay. Put your feet right together.
Yes.
Now, bend backwards.
Ow.
Yeah, ow. And you didn't go very far before it was ow, was it?
Right.
Yeah, see? You never do that. And those muscles back there are going, oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Okay?
I need to strengthen my back muscles because...
You need to bring your balance back.
Okay.
Front to back.
All right.
PC Book's going to do that.
Good.
Call me back.
Thank you so much.
All right, kiddo.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 888-344-1170. Christine, hi.
Well, how are you doing?
I think I'm doing well today.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
What do you think?
Okay, well, I think you sound like you're doing awesome. Well, here's my issue. I'm 39 years old, and I have...
I forgive you.
Thank you. And I have major hip problems. Have had for over a decade. My
hip
grandfather
singular?
Has... I'm sorry?
Hip singular?
Both hips.
Ah,
my left leg is about a half inch shorter. Nothing I've ever needed help with. It's just got to pull that left pants up a little bit higher.
Are you at home?
Am I at home?
Yeah.
Yes, but let me tell you.
Whoa. You'll tell me in a minute.
Okay.
Do you have stairs?
I do.
Do you have a hand railing?
I have a hand railing.
Do you have a fat pillow?
Yes.
Okay, go get a fat pillow, go over to the stairs.
I can tell you it doesn't hurt all day long. I can walk a million steps. It doesn't hurt.
I'm not going to get you to walk steps.
Okay.
This is going to hurt.
Okay, great. I went over to the steps and I got my fat pillow.
All right. Stand up on the steps.
Okay.
Put the pillow between your knees.
How fat does this thing need to be, by the way? You keep saying fat pillow, but I just have a big fat down pillow. That's what I'm using.
Well, fold it over and put it between your knees.
Okay, did that.
Hip width apart with your feet. Pointed straight ahead.
Am I facing down the stairs or up the stairs or toward the railing?
Up the stairs, darling.
Okay.
Now scoot half your foot off into space.
Okay.
And let your heels drop.
Right.
Ouch.
Not really.
Your heels are dropping?
My heels are, yeah, I'm real flexible.
We're not talking about flexibility here.
My heels are completely dropped and I don't feel anything in my hips.
No, I'm not, okay.
Am I not listening?
You're a jump to the answer person, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. I want you to slow down.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. Quit trying to anticipate what I'm going to ask you to do, okay?
Okay.
Now, your heels are dropped, right?
Right.
You got the pillow between your knees.
Correct.
Relax your stomach.
Okay.
Tighten up your thigh muscles.
Okay.
All right. Now, where do you feel that?
In my calves.
Excellent. But not in your hip.
No.
Is the feeling in your calves even left to right?
Extremely even, yes.
Perfect. And it's increasing, yes?
Right.
Good. Keep your stomach out of this. Squeeze your shoulder blades together in the back. Notice that your stomach wanted to get involved here. Don't let it.
Okay.
Got your shoulders pinned back?
Right.
Now, what did that do to the feeling in your calves?
Intensified it.
Excellent. And it kept it even?
Yes, they're even.
Good. Do you have any of my books?
None.
Huh. Do you want one?
Yeah. This is the second time I've listened to you. That's why. Don't feel bad.
I don't feel bad.
Yes.
You want some help?
I would.
Yeah?
I'm just curious on why this only happens at night when I'm sitting on the couch, and then when I get up, I literally...
Because you're off balance.
Yep. Is it just because of the way I'm sitting on the couch?
Yeah, it's just your muscle memory. Now, come off of that real quick.
Okay.
Pain-free's on the way. When you get it, go to the chapter on hip pain. Go over to your couch.
Okay.
Sit down.
Right.
Quickly.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Fine.
Okay. Call me back in a couple weeks.
I will.
All right, kiddo.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Folks, the end of the... Hold on. We'll be right back.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Welcome back. Second hour of Pain Free, rolling right along. Lots of fun stuff the first hour. Toll free, 888-344-1170. First hour, we were talking about miracles, and we talked about the Manns, Michael and Elizabeth Mann, in their book, Shortcut to a Miracle. This is an excerpt. What's a miracle? A miracle is a series of natural events occurring in the right sequence at the right time to provide wonderful results. Well, now, I love that. That makes a miracle not that unattainable, does it? I mean, natural events occurring in the right sequence. The right sequence, I think, first of all, is what? Your desire to have it happen. Number one. Number two, your belief that it can, right? Your belief that it can. That's what this show is all about, the belief that it can, because the body is a miracle. And then they talk about the shortcut. Yeah, they give you a shortcut. That's what their book was about. And they give you seven steps. One, we are, each of us, the thinker in our world. Isn't that the case? The thinker, not the reactor, the thinker. And if we just listen, which is what this show is about, to our instincts, that little voice, that's what I think our thinker is. We choose the thoughts we think, and we are the creator of our thought patterns. No one else teaches you how to think. No one else forces you what to think. No one else knows what you think. Three. Our dominant thought patterns manifest in our lives. In other words, if I think I can't get well, I'm not going to. Four, therefore, we want to eliminate thought patterns that deny our good and create in their stead thought patterns that establish our good. In other words, do something about it, right? Five, our good is whatever we desire in life, i.e. pain-free. So long as it does not interfere with anyone else's good, each of us gets to define what that good is. Six, once we come to accept that we are truly entitled to have good things happening, and the good things that we define for ourselves become a living reality in our minds, the door to that manifestation of our good is wide open. In other words, you're going to see results. You're going to see this miracle happen really fast. And the last one, the universe supports us fully in bringing the manifestation of our good to pass, guiding and directing us, attracting into our lives everything necessary for it to happen. So if you just stumbled on pain-free today, that was guidance. Trust me. 888-344-1170. Michael, hi.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. But I do have a question for you about my one leg that's a little bit shorter than the other.
Okay.
And I think it's contributed to some related problems. I generally wear a lift inside my left shoe that's pretty much keeps my knees and hips even. And around the house, I just wear one sandal, which brings my hips about even, because I witnessed my father have terrible back pain and back surgery from slipped discs and things.
Are you at home?
I am at home, yes.
Have you been told that the bones in one leg are shorter than the bones in the other?
They actually, they were. I had a left lower leg that was almost 2 inches shorter. And that when I was about 13, through the surgeon's knife and breaking the bone and a very painful leg lengthening, the lower tibia fibula are now the same length. However, from my ankle down is still about almost an inch shorter on my left than on my right. Literally,
Michael, go over to a wall.
I'm at a wall.
Sit down on the floor with your back to the door or the wall.
Okay. My son is telling me he hears me on the radio. Am I on the radio?
Now, put your feet together.
My feet are together.
All right, and pull them back towards your knees.
Okay.
Are they even?
Are my ankles even right now?
Are your feet at your toes? Do they come back evenly towards your knees?
As I pull my toes towards my body, they do. Yes.
Okay. And are your ankle bones touching?
My ankle bones are touching.
Okay. Now, what does that tell you?
Well, it tells me that from my ankles to my hips are the same length, but from my ankle down is the short fall.
Well, right now it isn't there.
Well, the foot is physically a smaller foot. The toes...
I got that part, but okay. As far as the length... Right now, you and I'd be fooled, right? Wouldn't we?
The feet, if you look at them, you're not fooled. You can see that one is almost an inch shorter.
I'm not. I'm talking about the length of your legs.
Oh, the legs are the same length.
Okay. Can I send you some help?
Yes.
Pain-free on the way.
Okay.
Go to the chapter on hip pain.
Hip pain.
And then call me back.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Fleetwood Mac, take a little break. We'll be right back, folks.
Made me see where I've been.
Is your body overly acidic? Would you ever know it if it was? Did you know that an acidic body leads to fatigue, inflammation, sickness, and pain? Vibrant health and energy begins with pH balance. Your body must be alkaline, not acidic. In order to enjoy a pain-free life, not only do your body's mechanics need to be optimal, but your body's chemistry needs to be optimal. Discover the magic of pH balance. This discovery starts by knowing what the pH of your body is. Go to myphtest.com for a free pH health assessment kit. This kit includes pH test strips to test your pH and discover your body's pH, a complete 28-page guide to pH balance, and a shocking report titled pH Balance for Pain-Free Living that you can download instantly. Start today. Order your free pH health assessment kit that will help you discover the root cause of many illnesses and the primary source of pain. Go to www.myphtest.com or call 800-458-1778.
For months now, I've been working on my next book. My collaborator, Roger Gittins, he asked me a question. He said, what do you think the difference is between instinct and fear? And I said, effort. he said, effort. I said, yep. You ever watch someone who's, you ever on an airplane, you watch someone who's afraid of flying, and as the, on takeoff, as the plane accelerates down the runway, you know, they get to the point where they say to themselves, okay, this is enough now, we need to get up, and they start pulling up on the seat. That's what fear does to your health. It does absolutely no good, because all that effort, all it does is create strain, and the less result from the fear and the strain, the more strain there is. Whereas instinct is effortless.
888-344-1170. Let's go to Aggie in Texas.
Hey, Pete. So, well, I listen to your show. I love your show. And I never thought I'd be calling you.
All right. Well, thank you.
I'm having pain, like the advertisement you just had with the guy in his car.
Yeah.
But when I did what you told him to do, it really hurt.
Where does it hurt?
When I arch the lower back and pin back the shoulder blades, and then I breathe with my abdomen, I'm hurting in my collarbone area. I mean, it's just, I feel like an intense pull back there, and I can't take a deep breath.
That is the coolest thing I've heard. So, do you have autopilot in your truck?
Well, I wish.
You don't have cruise control?
I have cruise control. It is on the cruise control.
All right. What I want you to do then is I want you to put your knees so they touch.
Okay. Ow.
Yeah, ow.
Yeah.
Now, move your feet wider than your knees, but keep your knees together.
Okay.
Now, don't do anything with your torso at all.
Okay.
Just relax your stomach and push your knees together. Push, release, push, release.
Oh, okay.
Don't use your stomach.
Okay.
There's a book on the way. It's called Pain Free.
Okay.
When you get the book, start doing the exercises for back pain.
Thank you.
Now, whoa, what's happening now?
I'm feeling a pull in the hip bone area.
And how about the collarbone stuff?
I don't feel anything up there.
Well, is that a good thing?
That's a real good thing.
Are you happy?
That's a major good thing.
Are you happy you called?
Oh, I'm very happy I called. Tell everybody about you now. I'm telling you.
Well, thank you so much for calling. The book's on the way.
Thank you, Pete.
Well, you be safe.
Thank you, Pete. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Join the pain-free movement. Listen Saturday mornings to Pain Free with Pete Egoscue. Learn how you can begin living a pain-free life. Start today. Call 1-800-995-8434.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
I know you hear me say this all the time. Welcome back, by the way, to Pain Free. I'm your host, Pete Egoscue, and I'm always talking about this is the greatest rock and roll band of all time. I keep coming back to Fleetwood Mac, though. Probably my fave. By the way, we have a rarity going here. There are open phone lines. So, now's your chance. 888-344-1170, toll free. You got pain? You want to talk about it? Call me up. Hey, we fall into patterns, don't we? Yeah, we live our life. It's a series. If you think about it, as far as the physical body, it's a series of patterns. We do the same thing every day. Even if we're trying to stay fit and healthy, we do the same things every day. So, when was the last time you did some of these things? Got down on the floor. Hung by your hands. Crawled on your hands and knees. Threw a ball overhand. Threw a ball underhand. Climbed a tree. Bore weight over your head. Shoveled anything. Climbed over a fence. Climbed under a fence. Stretched up on your tiptoes. Swung a bat with both hands. Huh? All these things, they're not complicated things. Walked up a flight of stairs. Danced. Took more than one stair at a time, going up and down. Now, all of these things that I just named, they're not bizarre things, are they? But they're design things. And if you're not doing them, we're going to lose the ability to do them. And then when you have the opportunity or you're put in a position where you must do them, it's going to hurt. And then we're going to blame it on the wrong thing. Pat, hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
When's the last time you got down on the floor?
Oh, it's been a couple of weeks ago.
Well, get down there.
Okay.
Get down on the floor.
All right.
Now, while we're talking, I want you to spread your legs as far apart as you can get them.
Okay.
Got them?
All right.
Now, turn your toes straight up.
Okay.
Now, tell me, sit there, relax your stomach, and tell me what's going on.
Nice, relaxing my back.
And that's why you called me.
You're exactly right.
Now, how do you figure I knew that?
I don't know. I guess because somebody's got back pain somewhere.
So I guessed.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I didn't know you had back pain, obviously, because we hadn't chatted about it.
This is true.
But sitting here in this position, you're completely supported, and the muscles that you use because you sit most of the time in chairs are now on a lengthened demand.
I gotcha.
So I know from putting you in this position, tension in your trunk from your head to your shoulders to your wrists to your back is going to be relieved.
That's wonderful.
It's feeling better, isn't it?
It really is. I've just gone back to school for the last 7 years, and I've been sitting more than I should.
What'd you study?
Got my master's degree in organizational management.
Now, what are you going to do with it?
Well, I want to get a managerial position somewhere that I can use all these skills I've learned.
Got any leads?
Not yet.
Where are you?
I'm in the Atlanta, Georgia area.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You might want to go, you're computer friendly, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Go to my website.
Okay.
EGOSCUE.
Uh-huh.
Click on locations.
Okay.
And you will see my Atlanta clinic.
Uh-huh.
The wonderful lady that runs that facility is named Kathy Mulheron.
Okay.
Call her up and tell her what you're looking for, because she's the most connected person in Atlanta.
I sure will. I thank you so much.
All right. Now, I'm going to send you some help for your sitting too much, okay?
I appreciate it very much.
Pain Free's on the way. When you get it, go to the chapter on back pain.
I sure will.
Now, tell your friends about the show.
I will, and thanks, Pete.
Now, you hold on. We need to get your address, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, let's go to Massachusetts and talk to Ulrika.
Yes, I'm here.
Did I say that right?
Ulrika?
Ulrika?
Yes.
That's a wonderful name.
Well, it's a German name.
A German name, really?
Yes, very common in Germany.
Wow. That's really interesting. Spelled Y-U-L-E hyphen R-E-E-K-A?
No, U-L-R-I-K-E.
Ah, got it. Okay. Where are you?
I'm in Massachusetts.
Where?
Duxbury. 10 minutes from the waterfront.
You must like it.
I love that.
Can I help you today?
Well, I don't know. My last job, I had to type very fast all day long, and I ended up with really bad, like, I guess it's tendonitis in my thumbs.
You have it now?
Yes.
Which thumb?
Both of them. The right one is the worst because you hit that space bar 1,000 times a day. It's like this repetitious movement.
Should we check it out?
Sure.
Stand up.
Okay.
Shoes on or off?
They're off.
All right. You know what pigeon-toed is?
Yes.
Put your toes so they're touching. Turn your heels way out.
Okay.
Tight. You got it?
Yes. Let me just move to another. Can I stand on a carpet?
I don't care.
Okay.
You there
right.
yet?
Yes.
All right. Now, pigeon toe your feet. Tighten up your thigh muscles.
Okay.
I want you to go up and down on your toes, but don't let your heels come together.
They're far apart, my heels.
Yeah, go up and down on your toes with your thigh muscles tight. Toe raises up and down. Now, where do you feel the work?
Actually, in my feet. It hurts in my feet.
Keep doing it. And tell me when you start feeling your calf muscles working.
Oh, my calf muscles are working.
Good. Okay, make sure your big toe's doing some work here now.
It is.
Okay, now while you go up and down, I want you to pin your shoulder blades together in the back and hold it.
Okay.
Hold your shoulders back with your shoulder blades. Up
okay.
and down, up and down.
Okay.
Now, as you do this, on the hand that's not holding the phone, how's your hand feel?
Well, okay.
Well, what does that mean? Okay. Hit the space bar.
Pardon? Oh, it's on the pain bar?
Hit the space bar.
Well, it seems to be a little better.
Yeah. Switch hands now. Tell me about the other hand. Keep your shoulder.
My hands are just hanging down.
Yeah. Pick it up and hit the space bar. Pick up and down on your toes. Pin your shoulders back. Now, the reason I'm having you do this is because I don't think it was all that typing really fast. I think it was the posture that you brought to the typing.
Oh, you don't think it's inflammation?
Remember now, inflammation is a result of a problem, not the cause of a problem.
Oh, right.
Okay?
Yes.
You still going up and down?
Yes.
Calves are killing you now.
Yes, my calves are killing me.
But your feet feel better.
Well, they kind of hurt a little in the ankles.
Yeah, but they feel better. Now walk around. But keep your shoulders pinned together in the back.
That's a little hard to do when you have the phone squished between your shoulders.
But when you're better, it won't be hard.
Okay.
Because that'll be your natural posture. Can I send you some help?
Pardon?
Can I send you some help?
I would love you to, because I started another job. I don't have to type anymore, just be on the telephone. But I'll be sitting 8 hours a day.
Okay. The book is called Pain Free. When you get it, read the first three chapters, because your organizational German mind will completely relate to the body's design.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
And then go to the chapter on back pain.
Okay.
And then call me back.
First three chapters and the chapter on back pain.
And do it for a couple weeks and then call me back.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And tell your friends about the show.
I already started. I only heard you once, and I was telling him about it. And today I said, I have to listen to this.
How do your thumbs feel right now?
They seem okay, but they're not totally pain-free yet. But I probably have to do this some more without the telephone.
Until you get the book.
Right.
All right, darling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Folks, this is a little Fleetwood Mac. Take a little break. We'll be right back.
Week after week, listeners reach out to Pain-Free Radio. Together, Pete helps the caller discover the cause of their pain as he directs them through specific exercises, which often yield immediate results, live on the radio. Pete offers you an opportunity to take control of your physical well-being for life. You'll be enlightened by his common sense and practical advice. We invite you to join those that have found balance, harmony, and relief from pain through the Egoscue Method. There are many ways to reach us. Tune in every Saturday and be a part of the pain-free revolution. Go to painfreeradio.org to find a station or to listen on air. Click on the Listen Now button on the painfreeradio.org website, or click on Ask Pete to get answers to your questions. You can also call the Egoscue Center at 800-995-8434. 800-995-8434. The Pain-Free Family invites you to join them. Start living pain-free today.
Listening to yourself. Now, how hard is that? Well, it's gotten really hard because, as the drug ad said, you know, you go to the gym, it's going to hurt, and you have a baby, and it's going to hurt, and you lift the baby, and it's going to hurt, and life is going to hurt. Folks, your genius absolutely refutes that all the time. All the time. And one of the reasons we don't have peace of mind is because we're letting the culture, the noise, drown out our mighty genius. And when we drown it out, there's no possibility for the discipline of it. Because that's the last place we look. And what this show is about is that's the first place to look. Look within. Don't look without. Honest. It just doesn't happen out. It happens in.
Austin, Texas. Laurel, how are you?
I'm fine. Okay, I'm a first-time listener, so I hope I'm calling about something appropriate. Do you deal solely with chronic pain?
Are you happy today?
Yes.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Why?
Well, you know, calling a show like this. There's millions of people listening.
Yeah? So are you asking me if you're worthy of calling me?
Yes. I suppose I am.
I know. How's that sound? That doesn't sound so good, does it?
No, not really, no.
No, your instincts got you to call me, didn't they?
Yes.
So, what hurts?
Okay. I am...
No, what hurts right now? What hurts?
My lower back. And oh. I know why.
Oh, okay.
That's not what I have a question about.
You don't?
No. I'm 5'2" and 270 pounds.
Oh, so you're fat now. That's why you hurt, right?
Yes, and I just recently started exercising, doing a lot of walking on the treadmill.
Guess what?
And
guess
well,
what?
And that's why it hurts.
No, that's not why it hurts.
No?
Nope.
Why?
You said, I'm fat and I decided to do something about it, and that's why it hurts. Your weight has nothing to do with the reason your back hurts. Now, I know there are a zillion good experts way smarter than I am that will tell you that it does, and when you lose weight, your back will stop hurting.
Yeah.
But you know why that's the case?
Because you're more in shape?
Because you have to move to lose weight, right?
Well, yes.
That's... And the movement starts correcting your posture, and as your posture gets corrected, the pain goes away, but it isn't because you're losing weight.
Posture, yes.
There you go.
Yes, that makes sense.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Is your body too acidic? Discover the answer today. Go to myphtest.com for a free pH assessment kit. This kit will include pH test strips along with a comprehensive guide to pH balance. www.myphtest.com.
Isn't the right thing to do.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Yeah! This might be the greatest Fleetwood Mac song ever recorded. Don't. What? You agree? Thank you. Ha ha! 888-344-1170. Also toll free. 800-995-8434. Jim, Montana, hi.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Oh, not too bad today.
Where are you in Montana?
Oh, I live in Missoula, but I'm about 4 hours away from that, traveling back home for the weekend.
Aha! What do you do there, sir?
I drive truck.
Good for you. How's the weather today?
Complete blue skies, and we're finally up to 2 degrees.
You're having a heat wave.
Yes, we are. It was minus 17 when I started out a couple of hours ago.
Minus 17?
Yes.
Oh, and I'm complaining because I'm in San Diego, California, and it's like 58.
Yeah, you're breaking my heart.
I know, I understand. So you're listening on XM.
Yes, sir.
How can I help you?
Well, I do flatbed, so I do a lot of tarping and heavy lifting and everything. And my shoulders always seem to get tensed up. Now, I get massages, you know, deep tissue massages when I...
Jimmy, I lost you. Call me back, man. We hit a Montana flat spot. Do we have Jim's address? Did we get it? Okay, Jim, you're still listening. I'm going to send you a book, Pain Free. When you get it, go to the shoulder pain chapter. Sorry, we lost you. Call me back in a couple weeks after you get the book. Let's go to Suzanne in Tennessee. Hi. Or Susan.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you?
I am on the interstate in Tennessee. I'm actually from Kingsport, Tennessee.
Where are you going?
To Knoxville.
Why?
To see my parents.
Is that a good thing?
It's a good thing. I'm just going to visit with them before they go to Florida.
Oh, so you get along.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't one of those obligatory things.
Oh, no. I'm just going to visit for a short time.
Oh, cool. Okay. All right. So how are you listening?
XM.
XM, okay. Uh-huh. What hurts?
My knees.
Your knees? What does everybody tell you?
Well, at one point they said lupus, and they said, no, it's just arthritis in your knees. And I had a debris in one knee last year that I had to go in and take out. It scraped all the cartilage off of my femur and my kneecap, so it really hurts a lot. But I can't sit for long periods of time. It's like glue sets in my knees. They get really stiff, and it's hard to move. I'm just 51 years old.
So you're are you driving now, or are you?
I'm driving.
Okay. And your knees hurt?
They hurt constantly.
All right. You got cruise control?
Yes.
Are you on cruise control?
I am.
Good. All right. Put your feet and your knees together.
Uh-huh.
Got it?
Yes.
Now I want you to hump your back up like you were humping your back over the steering wheel, you know?
Uh-huh.
Round your shoulders together and contract your stomach.
Okay.
And at the same time, push on your ankle bones and your knees. Push them together.
Okay.
Real hard.
Got it.
And breathe. Now, let go. And now go the other way. Arch your lower back, but keep your knees and your ankles together. So put an arch in your lower back. And the way you do that, Susan, is you tip your belly button down towards the floorboard.
Okay.
You feel that arch in your lower back?
I do.
And there should be some muscle tension back there.
Uh-huh.
Right?
There is, yeah. It feels good.
I know. Relax your stomach. Now, tell me how your knees feel.
I feel pretty good.
Feel better, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Now, here's the lesson. It's not the condition of your knees that's causing the pain. Now, put that in your head. It's not the condition of your knees.
Uh-huh.
It's the position of your knees.
Position.
They should point straight ahead.
Uh-huh.
They don't. That's a muscle issue, and you and I together can fix it.
Okay.
You believe me?
I do. I was a runner for years, but I had to stop running because my knees began to hurt.
Well, we'll get you back to running.
Okay.
Now, your knees...
I'd like to be able to walk.
Well, your knees feel pretty good, don't they?
They do right now.
Yeah, okay. You should be happy about that.
I am happy.
Book on the way, pain-free. Go to the chapter on knee pain.
Okay, I'll do that.
Take them in order and then call me back and say hi to your parents.
I'll do it. Thanks, Pete.
You be safe out there.
I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Dean in Nebraska. Hi, Dean.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
Where are you?
Western Edge, Nebraska.
Ah, what do you do there?
As of recently, I just do some consulting work on the computer, but for years I was in the healthcare profession in emergency pre-hospital medicine.
Why'd you get out?
Too many injuries, let's just say. And,
oh, got it. Okay.
Had arthritis since I was 12. Shattered a collarbone. It just kind of went from bad to worse. The joints are shot. I got a mother with polymyalgia rheumatica, and there's a little bit of that that's kind of, you know, sent down in the form of arthritis to the rest of us kids. So I'm kind of a train wreck, and I'm not all that old.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Actually, today's the first day I've actually heard the whole show.
How are we doing?
You guys are good. I wouldn't have called. Hey, from having been in the healthcare profession, I would have tuned out if it was just another show. So you're sounding good.
Thank you, sir.
Now, I believe that because the body, let's go through a little narrative. Will you bear with me for a second?
Absolutely.
Okay, I want to go through a little narrative here. Mm-hmm. I think because your body's a living organism, that if we can change the stimulus coming to it, mm-hmm. we can change the condition of it.
Okay.
You with me?
Sure.
In other words, living organisms respond to stimulus. That's all they know, right?
Exactly.
So if we change the stimulus, we're going to change the outcome.
Right.
Now, the stimulus we're going to embark together here is really threefold. Hydration, nutrition, and postural change.
Okay.
The postural change, I'll send you a book if you'll use it.
Sure.
Pain-free is on the way. Okay. When you get it, read the first three chapters, and I think it'll make total postural sense to you, Dean, about how the body's connected musculoskeletally.
Okay.
Hydrationally, take your body weight, divide it in half, convert that to ounces, get at least that much of good water in you every day.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Body weight in half, those are the ounces, put it in there.
Okay.
You'll find that it's a lot harder than it sounds. Initially. All right?
Okay.
Nutritionally, do you know what your pH is?
I haven't checked it. It's been a while, no.
Okay.
Personally, I have taken, and currently do take glucosamine, chondroitin, MSN, CoQ10, if I think I might have said that, and cod liver oil. And I used to be, here's kind of the ironic thing, I used to be so flexible for about 20 years. I mean, people used to call me Gumby. I mean, I was kind of one of the guys that could stand up and put my leg basically up next to the back of my head and stand in place. And
well, let's get back to that.
That's what I'm open for. This is pretty sad. I mean, I feel like I'm 92, not 42.
Well, we're affiliated now on Pain Free Radio with a wonderful company called PH Ion Nutrition.
Uh-huh.
They'll send you a free pH test kit.
Okay.
So, you want to write this number down?
Yeah, let me grab a pen here. Okay.
Their number, PH Ion Nutrition, their number, toll free, 800-458-1778. Or, if you don't want to do that, go to myphtest.com, M-Y-P-H. T-E-S-T, one word, .com, and they'll send it to you for free.
Okay.
Let's get you alkaline. So, hydration, alkaline, structural rehabilitation, and call me back in a couple weeks and give me an update, would you?
I will do that.
All right, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. 888-344-1170, 800-995-8434. The most important point, you change the stimulus, you change the outcome. Treat the body as a unit. Treat it as a unit with the stimulus that comes at it. Because that's how the body reacts to the stimulus, as a unit. You're on hold. Hold on, folks. Little Fleetwood Mac. We'll be right back. You hear me talk about pH all the time, about pH Ion Nutrition. Every once in a while you stumble across a company that gets the idea that if you're founded on the idea that you're going to help somebody, it's a very good business model. That's this company. I talk to you all the time about test your pH, test your pH. And the first question I always get is, well, where do I get this test kit? The wisdom of pH Ion Nutrition solved that. Write this down, www.myphtestkit, myphtest.com, or call 800-458-1778. They'll send you a free pH test kit. I haven't met a person in 38 years who is suffering from chronic pain who doesn't have a pH challenge. pH Ion Nutrition. Good place to start. Is the body in the mind, or is the
mind in the body. Think about that.
Well, all the sages say that the body's in the mind, right? But all of us Western types, we think the mind's in the body. That's one of the reasons we have such a difficult time making change. It's our approach, right? It's our approach to things. Now, when you're a kid, change just is accepted as the natural part of growth. And we accept it because we're still growing. So, of course we would change, right? So change is free when we're little. We get to be adults and we're already grown, right? So why would we change? So subconsciously what we do is we try to hold on to what we've got. So at some level we're thinking that if we're changing, we're not growing, what are we doing? We're dying. Do you know the difference between cut flowers in the vase and the same flowers growing in the yard? They both look exactly the same, right? Well, the cut flowers will quit growing. They're already dead. So think about that.
Let's go to Colorado and talk to Dominic. How are you, Dominic?
How you doing?
What's hurting you today that I can help you with?
Well, I was in a helicopter accident when I was in the military, and I have a couple of ruptured discs in my neck, and they tell me that my spine is rotated like 20 degrees to the right, and it seems like I've, you know, looked under every stone, and I'm not sure what the heck to do now, you know?
And how long have you been listening to the show, Dominic?
Oh, geez, I've been listening off and on, I mean, for probably about 6-7 months.
So you finally decided to give me a growl to see if I could help you.
I finally get to talk to you.
Well, I'm going to send you some help, all right? Can I do that?
Oh, that'd be great.
I'm going to send you a book. It's called Pain Free.
Okay.
And when you get it, start doing the exercises for back pain.
For back pain?
Yeah, okay. Back pain. Remember that your neck is part of your back, right?
Sure.
Yeah, that whole spine. And remember that the position of bones is a muscular requirement. Muscles dictate bones. So we've got a muscle imbalance going here.
I do a lot of, I'm a civil engineer now, and I do a lot of computer work and design work over a desk. So I'm sure that doesn't help the problem. I'm as conscious as I can be about my posture, but I mean, is there anything specific that I can do in the meantime to help out work?
Yeah, when you're at work and you've got to stand and bend over like that, if you're going to sit away from the back of the chair, and when you stand pigeon-toed.
Stand pigeon-toed?
Yeah, okay. Turn your toes in a little bit and sure. Keep your stomach relaxed.
Okay.
And that'll help until you get the book and start doing those exercises.
Oh, that's great. I really appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Well, you got to call me back now and tell me how it goes.
Oh, I will. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Pain Free is brought to you in part by PH Ion Nutrition. Experience the magic of pH balance and you'll rediscover vibrant health and energy. Receive a free $20 value pH health assessment kit. Go to www.myphtest.com.
Welcome back, folks. Pain Free is the show. Yep, you're in the right place. 800-995-8434. Kirk, hi.
Yes, hello.
Where are you, Kirk?
I'm in northern Minnesota.
Now, I know everybody wants to know how it is in northern Minnesota temperature-wise today.
Well, we beat that Montana call there by a few degrees. We had 24 below this morning.
Now, run that by me one more time.
We had 24 below this morning in northern Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness. What do you do up there?
You kind of stay inside, and if you go out, you do it quick.
That's a wise man right there. How are you listening to me, Kirk?
I'm sitting in a vehicle. I pulled over on the side, so I'm talking to you sitting in a car.
Oh, good. Okay, so you got me on XM.
Yes.
And how can I help you today?
I've got lower back pain. I'm waiting to go see a neurologist. They say I've got a bulging disc.
Okay.
And it causes pain all the way down my left leg. And when I sit in the vehicle sit anywhere for any length of time, my toes start to tingle and go numb.
Toes plural?
Yep.
Are they numb now?
Not right now. They will if I extend this trip any longer.
So what do you think happens to the bulging disc when your toes aren't numb?
It probably gets smaller.
Well, it less bulge, right?
Yeah, yep.
So you're a good problem solver. Maybe we ought to figure out what bulges it and what unbulges it.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Because if we could unbulge it, then you wouldn't have any symptoms. You wouldn't have to talk to experts about it. You'd know what to do and fix it.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Do you have a cell phone?
Yes, I do.
And you're sitting behind the steering wheel or on the other side?
Behind the steering wheel.
Is it a pain in the butt to get to the other side?
No.
Can you scoot over there real quick?
Okay, just a minute.
Live radio, folks. You never know what we're going to do on this show. That's kind of fun. You there?
Just about.
I thought you said it wasn't hard to do, man.
I'm switching seats with my wife.
Oh! Don't get arrested.
No, we won't. We're pulled over, so we're ready.
You there now?
Yes, that's correct, yep.
Okay, I want you to take your right foot and put it up on the top of your left knee.
Okay.
So your ankle bone is on the top of your thigh. You know, a guy crossing his legs.
Yep.
Now,
got it.
All right. Now, where do you feel that?
It feels better.
But where do you feel the work of that?
I feel it on the right side and in the back of my right leg.
Okay. Now, I want you to leave the leg where it is, but with muscles, not your hand. I want you to push the right knee down towards the floorboard.
Okay.
And I want you to lean up over your legs like you were going to drop your hands down towards the floorboard over the top of your legs. I know you're not going to get there, but I want you to do it anyway.
Okay.
Now, where do you feel that?
Pulling in the back of my leg, on my left leg.
Yeah, hard now, right?
Yep.
Muscle pull.
Yep.
Okay, come out of that, switch legs. It's a different story over here.
Yeah.
You got to keep breathing, man.
Yeah, it's pulling in my left leg in the hamstring area of the thigh.
Yeah, I know. Now, with your muscles, push the knee down towards the floorboard.
Okay.
Relax your stomach and lean up over the top of that leg. And this is like something's going to pull right off the bone here.
Yeah.
Feel it?
Yeah, I feel like I got a huge Charlie horse on my left.
Exactly. You do.
Yeah.
See, how smart are you? You called the guy and gave you a Charlie horse.
Yeah.
You were doing fine before you called me.
Yeah.
Breathe. Come on. Push that knee down.
So now what do I do?
Just stay right there. Stay right there.
Okay.
Now notice that the stretch feeling is changing now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the Charlie horse is going away. Now, come out of it.
Okay.
And tell me how you feel.
Take my leg off my knee again?
Yeah, take it off, put them both on the, put them down.
Okay.
How do you feel?
It really relaxed it, yeah.
Feels better, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
You just got a muscle imbalance. Can I send you some help?
Sure, I'd love that.
All right. Pain-free's on the way. When you get it, back pain. In the meantime, until you get the book, a couple times a day, before it starts bothering you, do what I just gave you to do. You'll feel like $1 million.
That sounds great.
All right, buddy. You be careful out there.
Okay, you too.
20 below. Are you kidding me? Whoa!
24 below.
I hear you. I hear you. I'm cold just thinking about it. Call me back.
Thank you very much.
Call me back, buddy. Now, I know. Minnesota. 24, yeah. Anita, hi.
Yeah, hi. I was just about to hang up.
Why?
Well, I thought it was almost over because I've got my clock here and it says 12:53. I says, I won't make it. But I guess you came on just in time.
Do you do that all the time in life?
What's that?
Worry?
Yeah, kind of.
Don't worry, darling. There's nothing to worry about.
When you get my age.
Oh, so age means worry.
Well.
a little bit.
Ah, what are you worried about?
Well, at my age, I don't think there's much help for my back.
Should we figure out whether there is?
Yeah, sure. Okay. You know, when I was 4 years old, I stopped walking.
Uh-huh.
I had what they call Peutz disease.
Yeah.
All right. So I was a whole year in bed.
Hmm.
And
you
now that I'm 83, my back is really... See, four days ago, I went to the chiropractor, and he did relieve the pain, but it's back.
Are you sitting in a chair?
No, I'm sitting on the edge of the bed.
You got to get your pillow.
Yeah.
Fold it over, put it between your knees.
Between my knees?
Yep.
Okay.
Turn your feet straight ahead, 12 o'clock, hip width apart.
How far apart?
Hip width.
Hip width. Oh, all right.
Now, squeeze and release that pillow without using your stomach. Squeeze, release, squeeze, release, squeeze, release. Relax your shoulders. Your shoulders are very tight. You know that?
Yeah, I know.
Well, relax them. How did I know they were tight?
I don't know. You're smart.
Squeeze and release, darling. Squeeze and release.
Okay.
Now, is the work starting to happen on the inside of your legs?
On the inside of my legs, it's my hip that bothers me.
Is the work of squeezing the pillow happening on the inside of your legs?
No, it doesn't, no.
Keep squeezing. Relax your stomach now. And I want a little arch to come in your lower back. Let your stomach go.
Okay.
Too much dinner. Let it go.
I really didn't have too much dinner.
I know. Relax your stomach. You New Englanders are tough. You don't... Breathe.
I've got a cold on top of that.
Squeeze that pillow.
That's what I'm doing.
Now, what's doing the work now?
My knees.
So inside your knees. Huh?
No.
No?
What do you mean? My feet are at 12 o'clock, right?
Yep.
And
I want to know what muscles are doing the work.
Oh, all right. Let me see.
Relax your stomach. What's going on?
A calf.
So how does your back feel?
Yeah, a little bit better.
Huh?
A little bit better.
So good. And you're a little bit older, so quit blaming it on your age. I'm going to send you some help, okay?
Okay.
Pain-free.
Oh, thank you.
Back chapter. And quit blaming it on your age. You're styling.
What did you say, the back chapter?
Yeah, that's what hurts.
Uh-huh, it's true, yeah. But it's, you know, it's one side, not the two.
I know, you're just off balance.
You're
not 80, you're off balance. Gotta run, darling. Call
right,
me back. Folks, 2 hours zipped by. Whoa, be kind to yourselves this week. Remember, a smile is worth a million great intentions. Bye-bye, see you next week.